Hello, and welcome to the Cubicorn Games Podcast. My name is Dustin Morbido. We are going to be here with a relatively brief show, just giving our usual updates, how the project's going, how life has been.
But who's we?
And joining me to talk about all of this, I'm getting there. Lorraine Morbido is here.
It's true. I'm here looking at me, introducing only himself.
I'm introing the show, pulling you in. I'm doing it all. I felt like I was like, that was one of my better recent, like, all right.
I mean, you didn't bust out chuckling looking
at
me.
Yeah, exactly. See, I like kept it together.
Damn.
You're like, notice me, senpai. And I was like, I do. Just give me a second.
No.
How's it going, Lorraine?
I'm here, apparently. Allegedly.
Well, that's good.
No one can prove that.
We got a cat here. She's looking out the window.
Gotta look out a window. She spent like most of the morning into mid-afternoon sleeping because it was rainy. And now she's very much alert. She was just losing her mind over a thin strip of a like padded envelope a little bit ago.
She knows nothing.
Nope.
Other than madness.
Zero things. See, now you're petting her and now you're stopping her from being calm. Because now she's just going to start clawing the back of your chair. She's even going to do it right now.
Anyway, yeah. I'm petting a cat. You're not petting a cat. You're listening to us.
It's true. I mean, you could be petting a cat. You're not petting
you have
this
a cat.
Cat.
If you have a cat, pet it.
Always.
Please do.
Meow.
But yeah, we've just got a few updates on what we've been up to in the last couple weeks, what we will be up to in the next month or two, and beyond a little bit. So yeah, without further ado, I guess we'll just get into it. The last couple weeks have been pretty good. Still a lot of boring stuff for the most part, although we capped it off this week with something fun.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, for the last couple weeks, we've been doing a lot of logistics stuff, taxes, etc.
Business bullshit.
Most of that up last time. And then a few days ago, we did a game dev talk at the IGDA Ann Arbor meetup. In Ann Arbor, Michigan. Heart of U of M Dearborn. Or not U of M Dearborn, U of M proper. U of M Dearborn's the one we went to.
Yeah.
No, the actual U of M, like the one that matters.
Our diplomas all say the University of Michigan.
Fair, sure.
Full
sure,
stop.
Fair enough. But I'm saying, like, when you say University of Michigan, that's the one that people think of.
Yeah.
You live, like, anywhere.
Even if
you live in Dearborn, that's the one you think of unless you qualify
it. I was going to say, like, I feel like the hierarchy, for better and worse, goes Ann Arbor, Dearborn, Flint.
Yeah, that's true.
Because a lot, I believe that was their order of, it might have been their order of like founding or whatever.
Sure.
But like the Dearborn one was made specifically just to, like, it was a funnel into Ford. Like that's why it's more of an engineering school. Like, that's why the engineering part of it is of the very small campus. It's very big. It's like literally half of it, which is insane for a very small commuter school. And I don't think I've ever been to the University of Michigan Flint, unfortunately.
Drove past it.
I haven't been there.
Seen a chunk of it when we went out to, there for that other museum. For
yeah,
that,
art,
game
that art museum was tight. I liked it.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, how about that? There it is. But anyway, yeah, so we did that. It was a little talk about game exhibition, like how to go to shows, show off your games.
Why you should do it and benefits that you can get from doing it.
Tips and tricks, what to expect, that kind of thing. I think it went okay. I'm pretty happy with
it. Yeah, I mean, as we've kind of been realizing, we're something of like part of the elder statesmen of like
Southeast,
indie devs,
Southeast
basically.
Southeast Michigan
independent
game development.
just because we've been at it for a while, gone to a lot of different things, learned a lot of different things.
That's right. Too stupid to quit.
Exactly.
I said it before. I said it on the drive home. I'll keep saying it. We're just too stubborn to give up, I guess. But yeah, thank you to Austin from University of Michigan for asking us to give that talk. And thank you to everybody who went. And thank you to the people who popped into our Discord from that. We definitely appreciate it.
Hell yeah. If you're listening
to
this.
Glad to have you all here. Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you for hopping in. And yeah, so that was fun. That was, again, like after a month of not a lot of interesting stuff, not a lot to look forward to, you know, that was a thing that still took some doing. I had to get that slide deck together or whatever, but it was enjoyable to give, and people seemed to enjoy it, so I'll definitely take it.
Did you ever think about, like, 'cause, I mean, we have, like, our, what has kind of become our bread and butter of our business talk that we give to the Game Design 2 class at U of M Dearborn, and we did just, I don't even remember, we talked at the Game Design 1 class, like, one time. And I think that was just a general, like, it wasn't the hyper-focused business talk. And then this was almost like a, because this was just strictly about conventions. Do you ever want to do, like, any other kind of just, like, even, like, I mean, we could just, like, put it on YouTube or something like that. Or, like, do it in our Discord even and have, like, a Q&A, but also, like, put it somewhere. I mean, would you ever want to do something like that? This is an idea that I've literally kind of just started thinking about after that show specifically.
I would rule it out. We could definitely do something like that at some point. For me, it's in my now my rapidly advancing age. I usually don't do things that are optional. I'm prompted to otherwise.
So I live with you, Dustin. I'm aware.
So like, you know, Austin, again, very grateful to him, but he inquired. He was like, hey, would you guys want to give a talk? And, you know, upon being asked, I was like, yes, sure. That sounds good.
Well, here you go. Anyone listening to this in our Discord, on the greater internet or otherwise, would you want to see something like that? Hit us up at podcast@cubicorngames.com or yell at us in the Discord.
But yeah, at some point, at somewhere on the internet, we'll put some other game dev related stuff, whether it's about us specifically, or I'll put something else about game design principles more broadly still online. We'll do it. Something like that someday.
I mean, it could be a fun, because like because of how we've really scaled back streaming in general. Like, it used to be a much more consistent part of like our general operations when game dev was a little more part-time and we had a lot of other stuff going on. It was just kind of a fun little like whatever. And now it's got more of a purpose in our highlighting of other indie devs, which you can also reach out to us for that as well if you've got a game, but we'll get to that later. But I don't know. It just seems like something that like sort of a scripted content because it's a slideshow, presumably. Like, we could just use that methodology because it works out decently fine for us, but it's also a little more like it's a discussion still. It's a little looser. And if we had, even if it was just like a text chat in the Discord or something like that while we were actively doing it versus like a Twitch chat, and then we post the VOD like afterwards, it could be interesting. Like,
well, let's say this, actually. This might be an okay segue. So if and maybe we'll do this regardless, we'll see, but if we don't have a big like an actual update that goes up in April, like an actual game build, or maybe even if we do, I don't know, we'll see how I'm feeling. Maybe we'll at least do like a Q&A thing. Just like we'll hop into the Discord for an hour or two and just hang out. And if anyone in there feels like hanging out, asking us something, or just chilling for a little bit, you know, we'll do that.
A wider chat about either just our stuff or like more of a Q&A type thing. Like, I don't remember if we have like an announcements kind of like almost like a more dedicated, like at everyone type of channel where that sort of information could go. Test the waters, see if people are into that, even if it is just like kind of shooting the shit about stuff we've done or like things that we've seen and experienced during our tenure as making indie games on a very small scale.
Yeah, we'll see. Sounds like a potential thing to do. So yeah, keep an eye on that Discord server, which if you go to cubicorngames.com, click the Discord button at the top of the page. You can jump in and know what we're up to. But yeah, I'm thinking there's a possibility we may do something like that. So like the next time we record a thing, I'll commit to it one way or another. So a couple weeks from now, we'll lock something in or not for, let's say, like near the end of April. But yeah, again, speaking of that, we'll just like go ahead and segue from that into just game updates in general.
Actual things that are more set in stone.
Yeah, so that's the thing that might happen. But again, like Lionel said, if you're interested and you're listening to this, you know, ping us on Discord, shoot us an email, you know, say like, hey, yeah, that does sound kind of neat. And if we get any interest, we'll probably do it. Yeah, so for the next couple months, or I mean, basically the next month, we're going to keep working on updates. My main focal point right now is still music stuff. I want to finish at least one new track or two before the end of April, regardless. And if that's kind of all I get done, then there's probably a good chance we won't push an update there because that's pretty small. Like, I could even just share that, like, you know, put it up on YouTube or something if you just want to hear the one new piece of music or whatever. But again, it'll make more context sense within the context of the game itself. We'll see how it goes at that point, because there's other things I also want to do on the back end, just like tool stuff that can still streamline Tower 4 level creation even more. Like, there's a lot of little stuff I can do on that front that, again, well, if I do front load it now, it'll save us time in the long run. So it's probably better just do it now. But also, if there's a bunch of updates like that in the game, none of that's going to be forward facing. So like, there's no reason to post a build with that stuff in it because it won't matter to the end users. So.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. But that's kind of where my head's at right now for like our April timeline stuff. Of, again, I think March just kind of slipped away from us a little bit in terms of doing logistical stuff.
I mean, yeah, there was a lot of other stuff going on.
But the good news of that is we've got a couple things lined up for the next few months now that like we're definitely doing. And so the first one is we are going to Too Many Games in Philadelphia. Lorraine, fill time while I look up when it actually is. So I can confirm that we are, in fact, going to go to Too Many Games in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the weekend of the June 28th through the 30th, 2024.
I think it's 27th. It's Thursday through Sunday, right?
I don't know. The website says 28th. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm looking at the front page of the website.
I have it marked in my calendar.
We'll be there. We're leaving the day before that.
Okay.
But yeah, the days of the show are the 28th, 29th, and 30th, I believe.
Of June.
So we'll be there. That'll be our first time at that event. I'm looking forward to it. It should be a good time. And then after that, later, basically right around Halloween, and this, again, I'll look up later because it's much more further out, but like basically the last couple days of October, we're going to be at GDEX again in Columbus, Ohio.
If it's a 3-day show, I'm assuming 25th through 27th.
That's probably correct. Yeah, it is Friday, Saturday. I know it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, so then those are those days.
Those are those days, then that's when it is. And yeah, that should also be a good time. And again, we've been to GDEX a couple times. That show, by the time we go this time, it will have been structured differently every year we've gone. So we'll see how it goes this year compared to the other two.
I hope it's better than last year.
Yeah, I will say that if I'm assuming there are still indie spaces open for their like shared table space area. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know if that show will sell out at all. It looked like they had a lot of spots.
Yeah, I mean, when I saw it, because we could like pick a table basically. And
yeah.
It was pretty empty then, but that was also like earlier this month, so.
That is the kind of event that we gave that talk on exhibiting and stuff. But if you're near Columbus, Ohio, like certainly if you're within like commuting range, like if you could drive 20 or 30 minutes and be there and you've got like a game project you wanted to show off, it's not a terrible thing to do that.
Especially at that, like this con specifically, the shared table space is for things like that a lot more. I still think it's probably a better choice for us just budget wise because... It's a better value.
It's in the neighborhood of like, you know, $100 and change cheaper, 33-ish percent discount.
On top of like our travel expense, getting there. Like if we were closer, I would maybe say that we could do like the bigger space just because we weren't like staying in a hotel every night or whatever.
Right.
But we are, and we might be like on the bigger end of the projects there, but like not monetarily.
Yeah, and again, that's the thing. We made that choice for both Too Many Games and GDEX, where the...
Oh, we did do that. I honestly don't remember.
The difference between a slightly lower tier space and a slightly higher tier space was in the neighborhood of like one hotel night's worth of cost. And so I, in both cases, opted for the lesser expensive option just to make the total trip relatively more affordable. But yeah, I'm looking forward to both of them for sure. But yeah, GDEX specifically, like I said, if you're within driving distance, that one I would definitely recommend. And Too Many Games I can't speak on because we haven't been there yet. I expect it to be good and a lot of fun.
I've heard generally positive things from the, I mean, we know people who've been there and have chatted with them a little bit about it. So I'll be interested to see it.
You'll definitely hear from us after the fact. We'll go over our experience of the show in general when we get back in a couple months' time. But yeah, and again, for attending, I would definitely go to either of them if you're like close enough where you can drive in an afternoon. For exhibiting, like I said, so far I can only say we've done GDEX before. And again, like if you have to do a hotel nights, it's a little more like still not terrible, but it's definitely less of a total overall good deal than if you could just like drive in every day and then you know drive home and not spend that extra money for sure. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it for sure. And again, for just like attending for like even just exactly one day or whatever, if you got like a Friday or a Saturday free that weekend, I would totally go to either of them just because I would go to anything that's within like driving distance for like a part of a weekend for a game event.
The one thing I will say about GDEX in particular is you got to look at the ticket options. There are way too many different badge types that'll get you into different things. You have to pay, like, I would still say an excessive amount for a con this size.
No, I
just
agree.
Be aware of what you're, like, if there's something particular that you might be interested in, you need to make sure that your badge gets you in that.
Yeah.
So just shop smartly.
Sure. They've got talks and stuff, and they gave a little feedback thing, and the two big things that I put on our, like, feedback form from exhibiting last year was, like, 4 days is too long, make it a 3-day show, which they did do, thankfully. And then don't stratify the badges that much, which
they clearly
didn't listen to. But, you know, it is what it is.
I don't remember. I know I didn't really look at the badges the past 2 years, but it feels like it's worse somehow.
I have no idea. Because, like, again, we haven't been attendees.
Yeah, never.
Yeah, so I don't know what that experience is actually
like. It's just
like
scrolling for a while down that page to see what everything was and the tiers. It was just like, this is not, like, I get that they want it to be a bigger everything, but it's not there yet, friends. Like, we need to maybe understand what, because I remember we even had, like, someone who'd been talking about, had been there multiple times and maybe didn't have the right kind of badge or something like that and didn't realize it until too late. Like, and they'd been going to the show for a while. Like, that's just... We don't need, this isn't PAX, buddy. Calm down. And it's not bad that it's not PAX. Like, we can have smaller size shows. Everything doesn't have to be the be-all, end-all. Like, know your audience, man.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'm looking forward to both of them. Mm-hmm. They should be both fun. And again, a big part of doing this is, like, all the exposure helps. Every little bit. Mm-hmm. Every little bit of new, like, testing helps to get people messing with stuff, especially as we roll new things out. And it gives us good milestones for... Again, like, mm-hmm. these dates in the calendar, we'll have at least something sizable to show for it by the time that rolls around. And so, like I said, we'll see how April goes. But if we're not going to have a relatively sizable portion of front-facing, like, mm-hmm. user-accessible new content, we probably won't push an update in April. But again, maybe we'll do that fun little QA or something. We'll see. And then in June, we will absolutely have a really sizable update that, unless something goes wildly wrong, all the levels in Tower 4 will be done in some form, so there will be basically 6 more levels in the game than there are today. There may be a early version of the boss fight for that tower. We'll see. Mm-hmm. I'd really like to tackle that, so I'm going to push hard for it, but we'll kind of see how time shakes out and what curveballs life throws us and all that. And again, same, like, you know, bug fixes, tweaks, mm-hmm. that stuff here and there will
but all of Tower 4 is bugs. Thematically.
So that's kind of where we're at on that front. We're like, our timeline now is like, June will be a big month regardless, like for certain. And then in the time between then, we'll have incremental little updates here and there. We'll try to keep doing podcast stuff to keep people updated on that front. Mm-hmm. And again, maybe we'll do a couple special things in the Discord or on Twitch or whatever. Who knows? We'll see how the next few months go. Looking forward to it. Other than that, I don't think I have anything else specific. That was just all the, like, you know, the events we were going to get to and our, like, mm-hmm. near-term timeline. I wanted to get all that out in the open. Ryan, is there anything else you want to talk about, throw out there before we just wrap this up and let people know how they can keep reaching out to us?
I think the only thing is, like, me trying to get a little more on my case. Like, when we were at that talk and Austin, who is one of the designers on Greek Tragedy, commented on the art that I had done, the fan art video that I had done, and the fan art that I had... it was sometime last year. Mm-hmm. I think it might have been after GDEX or something like that.
Probably.
I don't think it was Yomacon quite yet. I want to do more of that. Like, there are a handful of games, like, mostly local and some, like, other people that we've touched base on that I really want to do more of that with. And I'd like to also do the accompanying speed draw because I think it's fun.
nice.
But I kind of want to, like, I don't know. Like, I think I've just been burnt out on casual drawing a lot. Because of work stuff and doing more, like, regular game art stuff, like, I don't have as much time to, like, I guess, I don't want to say just fun drawing, but, like, drawing that's just, like, silly for me. And, like, a handful of times, I have been able to get more into that, like, as I've been kind of, like, loosening up and just letting myself, like, make little doodles or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that's been coming back to me a little bit, so I would like to do more of this because, like, even if, like, it's, like, we talked with one person at, like, MAGFest, it was, like, any exposure is some exposure. So if I can do something mm-hmm. for something that I'm really, like, either just, like, just the people and the product or just something I think it looks cute and would be fun to do, I would love to be able to do something like that for all 11 people who watch me on YouTube. but I want to do more of that. I really want to get on my case about doing more of that.
Sounds good.
And I'm hoping that as I'm kind of, like, slowly getting it back into the flow of, like, just doing more regular art mm-hmm. for me. And maybe, again, with June, maybe I'll do another, like, Down the Drain anniversary picture or something. I don't have as solid of a silly idea as I did last year. The picture's so funny.
Sounds good.
I miss those guys. I don't have to draw them because the game's done.
Mm-hmm. No,
but I just, that whole crew is fun.
Speaking about being on stuff, you just reminded me that that was another thing that over the next day or two, maybe tonight if I remember, which I should because we're just talking about it now, I am going to still touch base with the Rightfully Barry mm-hmm. Arms team in some respect and see if they want to come on and talk about PAX at some point, which, like,
PAX
we'll see.
East specifically.
Yeah. So I'll ping them. Mm-hmm. And if they can find the time, we'll have them on here at some point to...
Spoiler alert, that's one of the games I want to draw for.
to share some of their experiences mm-hmm. of showing their games at PAX, because, again, that's a thing I wanted to do for a really mm-hmm. long time, is talk to any developer who will volunteer their time with us of, like, all right, we've gone to
mm-hmm. and we what did, I consider I mean, to be we like, have the also biggest, played yeah. like, their game on our stream.
Right, what I consider to be the biggest shows that you can go to as an indie dev, because ultimately, you know, you can put out the money, like, you got to be on it, but again, mm-hmm. we want to talk about that too, like... How do you touch base initially? How much do you have to keep up? Like, we've discussed it with those guys a little in person when we were at MAGFest, mm-hmm. just kind of shooting the shit a little bit. But it would be nice to have that recorded for posterity. So for, you know, other people who stumble across it and say, like, hey, someday I'd like to show a game at PAX. What kind of stuff should I know? And so we'll see if those folks are gracious enough to give us a little of their time at some point in the next month or two. And if so, that'll definitely happen.
Yeah, because that was last week?
Yeah, it was our birthday weekend.
Yeah.
was PAX weekend. Yeah, so that'll be exciting if that comes together. Fingers crossed for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then other than
I'd just like to talk to them more.
Sure.
They're fun.
And again, we're going to see them at too many games, too. So if you make it to Philly at the end of June, you can see us. You can see Rightfully Barry Arms. I'm sure there'll be dozens of other awesome games there. There'll be a lot of neat stuff to check out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure if they honor our request, we'll be boothmates again. Like, they'll be next to us. So
Hell
we'll be
yeah.
together. potentially. Unless, like, logistics of that show
dictate otherwise. We've still had some really good happenstantial neighbors between, like, them and Andrew and being, like, more kitty corner from Greek Tragedy, being next to Wave Crash at Yomacon last year. Like, we've had some absolute bangers of boothmates. And that can really, like, make a show when you've got, like... Someone you, even if you don't know them, because like we didn't know any of these people before, well, except for Steven, going into a lot of these shows. And when you're in the trenches, when you're in there like living it on the con floor, you can have some fun.
For sure.
It can also be really bad, depending on the people.
Like you said, overwhelmingly, we've had positive experiences and met cool people.
Oh yeah,
are
always,
also making
always
their own
really
stuff.
Cool people.
And that's again, I think in the Q&A section of that talk, we got into that a little bit more than in the.
Mm-hmm.
Like the linear part of the slides themselves, but that is another big benefit to taking your thing out to events is you will more than likely meet some really cool people doing similar stuff, which is always a lot of fucking fun.
And I mean, like I even mentioned then, not even if they're not showing, like indie devs go to conventions too.
Yeah.
Like we've met a handful of people who've just walked up and had a good chat because like they know they know what it's like.
For sure.
It's always a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, yeah, that'll be all be exciting for sure. One way or another. Like I said, too many games will be exciting regardless. If we get to do some of this other stuff beforehand, that'll be even better.
Yeah.
But yeah, with all that said, like I said, in the interest of keeping things tight and getting back to working on shit, I think we're going to call it a show. Just wanted to get a little update out there describing the near term, but I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting. The next few months are going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, and summer rolls around, we'll get to cap it off with a cool new event that we've never been to, which I'm really looking forward to.
I don't know if you can cap off the start of something.
I'm saying the cap off our push, like our personal, like our
You made it sound like the start of summer. We're capping off the start of summer.
Our big efforts are starting now and will be capped off around the start of summer.
I think the headache medication is wearing off and I'm feeling myself slipping again.
Fair enough. So yeah, we'll save
Lorraine.
We'll save Lorraine from
myself.
From herself and this
Lord
show.
Knows I need it.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. Like Lorraine said, I have been shirking my duties to find new stuff, but if people send us things, we will definitely try to get it on stream at some point.
I mean, I still have something in the chamber.
Yes, you're right. Sometime between now and June, we'll do Slime 64,
because
you had mentioned that before. So that'll definitely happen, too. I don't know when, but it'll happen. But if you've
got
a game...
We have one thing.
If you've got a game, if you'd like us to check it out, give constructive criticism, which we love to do, email us at podcast@cubicorngames.com. You can also share things with us by joining our Discord server, which again, go to cubicorngames.com, click the Discord button at the top of the page. You can hop in. You can play our builds of stuff. You can share your builds of stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a good time.
Yeah.
You can subscribe to this podcast in most places podcasts are found. You can follow us on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, People Making Games, Mastodon, and probably other places at Cubicorn Games.
Facebook.
That's usually what we are.
Technically.
And with all that said... Thank you again for listening, Internet. Appreciate y'all. Thank you for everybody again for being so kind at our talk and listening, hearing us out. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll wrap things up, and we will be back in a couple weeks with more updates. So until then, we'll see you later, folks.
Bye.